This is one of the most polluted waterways in the world, but there's some good news. Thanks to organizations like the Ocean Cleanup, they've identified some of the largest contributors to plastic waste in the world and are tackling it at the source. But the good news in terms of plastic goes even further than that. We've partnered with a company called Aduro Clean Technologies again to show you how their revolutionary technology is making plastic recycling also possible in ways never before seen. So how does it all work? Let's figure this out together. I'm Ricky, and this is Tuba Da Vinci. Almost 80,000 tons of trash are floating between the U.S. and Hawaii in an area nearly the size of Alaska and over twice the size of Texas. And in that patch, there's an estimated 1.8 trillion pieces of plastic. That's 200 pieces of plastic for every living human being on Earth. But that's just the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, which is the largest and the one that gets most of the attention. But there's actually a patch of accumulating garbage in each of the five great ocean regions. As many as 51 trillion microplastic particles, 500 times more than the stars in our galaxy, litter these oceans. All this debris is harming more than 800 species, and microplastics are making their way into the food chain and into the food and water that we eat. And we got to clean up this mess. The question is, can we? One organization called the Ocean Cleanup Project, started by a young Dutch inventor, Boyan Slat, is trying to tackle this problem. It's a nonprofit organization dedicated to developing and scaling technologies to remove plastic from the oceans and prevent more plastic from entering them. They developed the Ocean Cleanup System, large barriers deployed in the ocean to concentrate and extract plastic from garbage patches. System 03, their latest model, is 7,218 feet long and 13 feet deep. At that size, the system can collect, believe it or not, 10 kilograms of trash per hour. They estimate that with 10 of these, they could clean up the Great Pacific Garbage Patch by 2040. Here's the thing. There are 79,000 tons of floating plastic in the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, but between 9 and 14 million new tons enter the oceans every year. That's over 145 times more garbage entering the ocean in 1 year than the ocean cleanup plans to remove over the next 15 years. So something doesn't add up, right? That's where the genius idea of ocean cleanup comes in. They decided to tackle the waste coming from the rivers before it reaches the ocean with their new interceptor technology. They did the numbers and they figured they can stop 80% of the waste from reaching the ocean by intercepting it in the 1,000 most polluting rivers in the world, which are here. And this technology is pretty amazing. Some are floating barricades or nets that catch the trash and let the water through. Others are sun-powered, autonomous, garbage-eating robot boats. Rowboats. I don't know if that's actually the right term for that, but so far, they've got 21 interceptors in 10 of the most offending rivers. And that's stopping 21,000 tons of garbage from reaching the ocean. Not too shabby. But they're going to need about 100 times their operation if they want to tackle the other 990 polluting rivers. They need support, money, and awareness. And that's where they teamed up with popular YouTubers like Mark Rober and Mr. Beast to make a video showcasing the River Interceptor technology, which was a huge success, reaching over 60 million views. But for all their hard work, I see two major problems here. First, it's a drop in the bucket. The Great Pacific Garbage Patch only represents 0.03% of the 300 million tons of unrecycled plastic we produce every year. And cleaning it is a nightmare. Why? This is what most people think the garbage patch looks like. But this is what it actually looks like. Those trillions of pieces of plastic in the patch are so spread out that you wouldn't even know they're there unless you looked for it. There's less than one empty water bottle worth of plastic broken down into little pieces every 5,000 square feet of open ocean. That's why a 2.2 kilometer long rake only picks up 10 kilograms of trash per hour. And all that work for 15 years for just 0.3% of the world's plastic waste. It seems obvious that the only viable solution is stopping the trash before it reaches the ocean. And that's why the interceptor approach to catching it before it goes into the ocean is so key. But there is a second problem. Let's assume they pull it off. They build out their fleet of interceptors and stop the trash coming in from the 1,000 most polluting rivers and clean out all the garbage patches. Now comes the hard part. What do we do with all the plastic we pick out? Do we burn it? Landfill it? Ideally, you'd recycle it. But there's an even tougher challenge there. To show you why, let's look at the very story behind their partnership with Coldplay. The famous pop rock band teamed up with Ocean Cleanup Project last year to produce a special edition of their Music of the Spheres record, made from recycled trash. But the record manufacturer needed very high quality plastic waste to make a good recycled record. So they focus on the plastic coming out of the Las Bacas River in Guatemala. But even with a fresh batch of trash, they could only use less than 1% of it to make the record, and the manufacturer still had to blend in 30% virgin plastic. So did the upcycling of plastic from the river make a meaningful difference? No, not exactly, but it was a cool gesture and very symbolic of what's possible. And that's a perfect illustration of plastic recycling's biggest problem. Nearly all recycling technologies, from mechanical to chemical, can only process clean, dry, high-quality plastic waste that is carefully picked out. But there is one technology that's changing that. We partner with Aduro Clean Technologies to explore their hydrochemolytic technology. Aduro is on a mission to tackle the chemical recycling of hard-to-recycle plastic waste, and it's a massive, untapped opportunity. Global plastic production is growing, not shrinking. In 2022, the world produced approximately 400 million metric tons of plastic. In 2023, that number grew to 413 million metric tons, and the demand is still rising. Yet, only about 10% of all plastic is currently being recycled in any form, mechanical or chemical. The rest, landfilled, incinerated, or left to accumulate in our oceans and environment. That means over 370 million metric tons of plastic each year remain an untapped resource. Instead of extracting new fossil fuels to make more plastic, we could be recovering and repurposing the carbon already above ground. But here's the problem. Most recycling technologies today struggle to process real-world plastic waste. Mechanical recycling is the go-to method today. It is effective and produces good results, but it does have its limitations. Like we saw in the Coldplay album, plastics must be clean, sorted, and free of contamination before only a fraction of the collected plastic can actually be recycled. Each time plastic is mechanically recycled, it loses part of its properties. For example, mechanical properties like tensile strength, notched impact strength, and bending strength are all significantly lowered in recycled plastic compared to virgin plastic. Also, you can't easily separate multi-layered and composite plastics, which means you can't mechanically recycle them. As a result, most mechanical recycling technologies only capture high-quality single resin plastic. Then there's chemical recycling, which is there to take everything else that mechanical recycling can't handle. However, while promising, current commercialized chemical recycling technologies still have their limitations. Chemical recycling requires consistent feedstock. Varied plastics and types and contamination are problematic, especially for gasification and pyrolysis. You could have a higher carbon footprint by recycling plastic than just producing virgin plastic from oil. This means that the vast majority of plastic waste remains outside the recycling system simply because it doesn't meet the strict purity requirements. But there's some good news, because Aduro's hydrochemolytic technology is different. Instead of applying extreme heat and pressure, HCT clips plastic waste gently using lower temperatures and kinder chemical reactions, making recycling more efficient, effective, and sustainable. Now, we've done an entire deep dive on how Aduro's hydrochemolytic technology works in our previous video, so we'll link that below and put up here so you guys can check that out. But here are the highlights. Lower energy use. HCT operates at lower temperatures, between 350 to 420 degrees Celsius, than conventional chemical recycling technologies like pyrolysis, which operate above 500, saving energy and improving efficiency. Then there's precise transformation. HCT acts like molecular scissors, using a water-based reaction to carefully cut the long polymer chains in plastic, transforming them into shorter, more viable hydrocarbon chains while reducing unwanted byproducts. Then there's built-in stabilization. The process stabilizes molecules during conversion. This reduces the need for extra processing, like in hydrocracking, and makes the final product easier to use. As we mentioned, it's a water-tolerant process. Since HCT is a water-based reaction, it's not sensitive to moisture like other chemical recycling technologies. And finally, HCT is also more tolerant of contaminants. It can process plastics with common impurities, allowing us to recycle more types of waste. This makes HCT more efficient technology for handling real-world waste streams. Aduro's hydrochemolytic technology makes it possible to recycle plastic that traditional methods couldn't handle, helping us recover more of the 90% of plastic waste that currently goes unrecycled. In other words, its real strength lies in efficiently and cost-effectively processing difficult-to-use plastic waste. Now, there is no one magical answer to solve all of our plastic waste. That's just not how flexible plastic is. But Aduro's HCT technology does offer some really interesting benefits. For example, it works really well with polyolefins like polyethylene and polypropylene, which make up most of plastic waste. It can also tolerate small amounts of other plastics like PET and PVC as impurities, meaning waste streams don't need to be perfectly sorted. HCT can leverage some useful elements of PET. However, it still produces a solid waste byproduct from parts of the material that don't transform in the reaction. PVC is one of the toughest problems for most recycling technologies. Because of the chlorine in PVC, polyvinyl chloride, most of these technologies don't work if there's any PVC at all in the waste stream. While Aduro's HCT isn't designed to process PVC, it can tolerate low concentrations of it without significantly impacting efficiency. Recent advancements show that HCT can process certain cross-linked plastics, such as cross-linked polyethylene, or PEX. PEX is the more popular choice now for running water in your house. It's much cheaper and easier to work with than copper, but it's still water safe. A collaboration between Aduro and GF Building Flow Solutions Americas is actively investigating how HCT can convert PEX production waste into valuable raw materials, demonstrating a new path for recycling materials that were previously considered non-recyclable. It is important to note, though, that being able to work with mixed plastic waste and impurities doesn't mean you can just throw a pile of garbage into the reactor. The technology does have limits, and Aduro does have to do some cleaning and pre-sorting, especially with the degraded waste that gets fished out of rivers and oceans. When I first visited Aduro in London, Ontario, Canada, they had a small reactor to test their technology. Now, this is the early stage that a lot of technologies reach before they reach full-scale commercial viability. And the really exciting news here is that Aduro is moving on to the next phase of their technology's development. Aduro isn't just working on the lab anymore. The company is already building its first pilot plant to validate HCT in real-world processing conditions. On November 19th, shortly after uplisting in the NASDAQ Stock Exchange, Aduro engaged Zeton, a globally recognized leader in pilot plant design and fabrication, to develop its first pilot plant. The pilot plant is a crucial step toward commercialization, allowing Aduro to fine-tune the technology and optimize process conditions. It'll be a 10 kilogram per hour hydrochemolytic pilot plant located in London, Ontario. It's a modular design that they'll be able to scale up or down as needed simply by connecting more or fewer modules. And listen to this. On January 23rd, Aduro announced they completed the pilot plant's basic engineering design phase. And they did this in just about 2 months of design work with Zeton. This is a crazy short amount of time and a testament to how well-tested and mature their process really is. If everything goes to schedule, the plant should be fully operational by Q3 2025. And while this Zeton footage doesn't show any of Aduro's plants, it does show Zeton's expertise and know-how and ability for creating modular pilot plants. Following the pilot plant, the next step will be a demonstration unit, which will bridge the gap between pilot scale validation and commercial deployment. And beyond plastics, Aduro is adapting the same core technology for other industries and applications like partial upgrading of heavy oils, converting renewable energy feedstock to circular chemicals like BTX, and even recovering value from used rubber. The main benefits here is that we'll soon be able to test Aduro's HCT on a much larger scale in real-world operations. Once they iron it all out and test it, we'll be able to deploy these plants even in remote locations. That's just not possible with traditional chemical recycling plants designed to be big. Most are designed to work with 50,000 to 160,000 tons of plastic per year, making them a very high capital investment that's only viable in developed countries. But most of the polluting rivers are in developing countries. So what are we going to do? Put the waste in crates and ship it halfway around the world to get it processed? That probably doesn't make all that much sense. But Aduro's modularity and scalability means you could install one of these plants right next to the river interceptors, even in developing nations like Guatemala. In the Las Bacas River, for example, you could process the bad part of the waste nobody wants anything to do with instead of landfilling it. And this could even generate local jobs and keep all that plastic from ever reaching the ocean. What's remarkable about this is plastic has always felt like an impossible to solve problem, but we're really actually at the verge of seeing plastic reach a level of circularity that we thought was impossible before by intercepting it in the most polluting rivers, catching it ahead of time, and using new technology like Aduro's HCT to actually recycle more than the 10% we currently do. But there's actually more to the story. When I read the paper from Nature about the Pacific Garbage Patch, it caught my attention that part of the waste was actually made of pre-production plastic pellets. I dug a little bit deeper and I found out that it's true that some albatrosses mistake these pellets for fish eggs and eat them. I won't tell you what happens to the poor fellows after that, but it's not pretty. This reminded me of some of the stuff that we talked about while interviewing members of the Aduro team about their HCT technology and how we could actually process this waste right at the source. The amazing part about this is that we could help fix the plastic problem on both sides of it. If we made it easier to recycle plastic, then it'd be incentivized to be able to do so and we'd never see this waste hit our oceans. And even if it does hit the open waterways, that we could intercept it thanks to the ocean cleanup's efforts and their interceptors and still track it off and process and recycle it on site. This is the peanut butter and jelly that we've been waiting for, a way to be able to intercept and actually process more of the plastics that we use. The plastic waste problem is so big that we need all hands on deck. All recycling technologies, from mechanical to chemical, are all part of the solution here. The world doesn't just need more recycling. It needs better recycling. That means efficient and scalable technologies that produce high-quality outputs that the industries can actually use. Like we mentioned in the very beginning, there is no one answer. That's just not how engineering works. Engineering is about developing a toolbox of tools that we can use in different situations to get the outcomes that we want. And Aduro's HCT is an amazing addition to our toolkit. All right, so that is a look at how intercepting plastic before it ever reaches the ocean, cleaning up our oceans, and actually recycling it is giving us real reasons to be optimistic about the future of plastic waste and recycling in the future. All right, if you thought that was cool, check out this video on the deep dive for Aduro's technology and the nitty-gritty of how it all works next. I'm Ricky with Tuba DaVinci. Thank you so much for watching.